Yeah, you've got to, you know, it's cruel games, football, sometimes. You know, we've come off the game. I don't know how we've not won the game, and we've ended up losing 3-1, which on paper looks a poor defeat. But I can't fault the lads. I thought they were fantastic. We tried to play the best we could. And the decisions change games, and, you know, you don't get a clearer penalty than Fraser's.
That's Virginie on Campbell in the first minute.
Yeah, I mean, it's a, you know, he takes his legs, no contact with the ball. Ball's gone over everybody in the ground. And referee's in a good position, in fairness to him, and said he didn't see it. Well, I find it very difficult to understand how he can't see that. And following on from Zaha's penalty shout at West Brom and the assault on Julian at West Brom, to say we're not getting decisions is an understatement at the moment. But don't take it away from the lads. I thought they played brilliant tonight.
And half an hour later, could you have had another one with Zaha?
Yeah, it was a foul, but the linesman didn't rest too far away for that one. And they give a goal kick in the end, and it's, you know, he's, the first challenge is probably, you know, outside, but then he knocks it again, and the linesman didn't see that, so it's disappointing.
What do you say to the officials after these things?
Well, you can't. What can you say to them, really? They go on to another game on Saturday. They won't worry about Crystal Palace on Saturday, will they? They've made a mistake. We all make mistakes, they'll say, but there's too many mistakes at the moment, especially to this level of football. You know, you've got to see. Unless we're told we're not going to get any penalties. If you know, if all the clubs are told we're not going to give penalties, I mean, you know, I think Man City had three yesterday, didn't they? We've got to, you know, you've got to give penalties. You've got to be brave to give penalties. And they don't seem to be doing that at the minute.
Do you think these things will even themselves out over the season, or do you think clubs like Crystal Palace just don't get the rub of the green?
I've no idea. I think you'll have to ask me at the end of the season.
The performance overall, how would you assess it now? I mean, were the goals poorly defended, or do you not see it that way?
I thought
way?
The first one was, yeah. I thought we should have had better marking for Fletcher there for that one. But overall, I mean, I thought we started the second half really well, got the goal and looked to go on. But like I say, it is a cruel game sometimes, and you have to pick yourself up. You know, we're down tonight, but we've got to go again tomorrow.
I mean, how much of a setback could it be for your players, this?
Well, they're absolutely distraught tonight. You know, everybody's asking why we don't get decisions, and nobody seems to know. It's no good asking anybody from the officials because, you know, what can they say, really? It's there for everybody to see. We've just got to get on and hope that some decisions go for us.
And you have to go to Old Trafford next, where you have to get some...
Without the captain?
Without your captain.
Make it easier, won't it? Yeah, but we'll give a good account of ourselves. You know, everybody will think we're going to get battered there, but that doesn't necessarily happen.
Any complaints about your captain's two yellow cards?
No, I just wondered why Wickham had three or four opportunities to get booked, kick the ball away twice. We don't seem to issue yellow cards at all nowadays. It's for things, and yet if we did that, we'd get booked.